Welcome to Stakes Family Feud.
This is a disaster.
I'll say.
Where you try to fill in Stakes sentences.
Aren't you going through a divorce or something? It'll be a very
what?
All right, so I give Los all the credit on this. He created a game from
Hoyt and I.
Oh, I'm sorry, Hoyt and Los together, listening to Steak in the front row, trying to sometimes predict, and as a listener, you guys will do this, where Steak is going. So we said, why don't we put some music to it, dial in some prizes, and see if we can't have some fun.
Now, hang on, I do want to say, we're asking listeners here.
You're starting.
We're asking listeners and me
right.
to do something that Steak's own co-host, apparently. It's beyond them because they just let him sit there with it.
I'll also add, you were out last time we did this. Steak played with us, trying to predict what he said he didn't know.
He couldn't figure it out.
We have a lot of prizes up for grabs. I got some College Football Hall of Fame tickets.
Those are supposed to be the front pages.
Oh, I've got a $50 gift card to the Braves All-Star Grill.
That's from the Rude Awakening.
I've got a pair of tickets to the Georgia Tech Alcorn State game to start the year.
Also front page.
So those are all your prizes. We'll see if you win. We'll give you the chance to play. Los will play the clip. You tell us where Steak is going, right?
Yes. We've been saving these up for the past month. Chuck, we're going to experiment on you to start with. So I want you to hear this piece of audio. I will then give you three options on what direction Steak was going, and we'll see whether or not you win.
Okay. And now Sandra is going to reduce them all to getting ranked 1 through 4. But let's talk some more,
Do you need to hear it again? You want to hear it one more time?
There's nothing to hear.
All right, hear it one more time. Let me hear it.
And now Sandra is going to reduce them all to getting ranked 1 through 4. But let's talk some more,
Let's talk some more, you know.
Your options, Chuck, are football, food, or Boston.
I was going to say Celtics. Let's talk some more Celtics.
Good answer. Right.
Show me Celtics. Good guess, Chuck. All right, now we'll go over to the Oliver team for a steal. No, what were we looking for?
But let's talk some more, football.
Oh, football. Okay.
Hang on.
All right.
As a sports talk host in the Deep South, is football one of those words that's really hard to come up with?
The moment.
I will give him credit. When you two take shots, that's fine. I'll give him credit. He was off the tracks, but he realized football is a great way to get back on the tracks. And if I tease football, I'm okay. I'm heading back in the right direction.
All right. You used to it? You ready for the next one? All right. Here's your next piece of audio, Chuck.
The car wash at ESPN, if you know what that expression means, they bring you high-profile sports personalities, sometimes movie personalities, that literally you do 13 to 15 different,
Okay, so 13 to 15, you know.
Here are your options. Interviews, scenarios, or buffets.
I was thinking Celtics again. You do 13 to 15 Celtics.
All right.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
All right. But since that's not one of the choices, doing 13 to 15 Celtics, I will say interviews.
Show me interviews.
Oh.
Good guess, though, Chuck. Not a bad guess. What was Steak really going for there?
That literally you do 13 to 15 different, scenarios.
Hey! Oh, scenarios.
All right, I see that.
All right, can I bring in some callers?
Yes, let's do it.
All right, here is AK with Chuck and Chernoff on 680 The Fan. AK, you ready to play Steak's Family Feud?
Let's do this.
All right, Los,
play the audio.
It is a very slippery slope. I wonder, though, if there's any way that ESPN...
So on Colin Cowherd, AK, is ESPN considering making an offer, making a sandwich, or cutting the cord?
Cutting the cord.
Good answer.
Yeah.
Nice.
All right, show me cutting the cord. Oh, we have a winner. That's impressive. That's the first winner in the history of this. AK, how did you hear it?
No, I didn't. I just thought like. State.
All right, deductive reasoning.
You don't want to do that.
All right, AK, hold on 1 second. You have some choices of the College Football Hall of Fame, the Braves All-Star Grill, the Tech tickets.
He said he thought like Steak?
Yeah, let's hear how Steak actually thought.
I wonder, though, if there's any way that ESPN, you know, cuts the cord with Colin Cowherd.
Cuts the cord.
Jeez. Here's Steven. Is this who I think it is? Here's Steven with Chuck and Chernoff on 680 The Fan. Steven, you ready to play Steaks Family Feud?
Yeah, buddy.
Okay. All right, Steven. This is on the Hall of Fame speeches that we just had this past weekend.
Sandra has the very arduous task of grading these four men that worked on their speeches. They worked on their speeches with such,
Okay. All right. Well, where was he going, Lois? Give him some options.
Our three options are grace, focus, or hunger.
Steven, what say you?
Let's go with focus.
Oh, that was horrible.
What were you thinking?
You're an idiot.
All right, let's hear the audio.
They worked on their speeches with such,
say it.
Focus.
Thank you.
Focus.
All right, okay. Nice try. Thank you, Steven. Appreciate you playing.
You know, he actually won.
Yeah, he said focus.
Oh,
Steven, hold on 1 second. We'll get some info from you. Wait, he's line two.
You didn't cut him off.
You hung up on
line
two.
Get him back there. He's there. He's on two. Help that guy out. Here's Christian on 680 The Fan with Chuck and Chernoff. Christian, you want to play Steaks Family Feud with us?
I just don't know how this game hadn't won an Emmy yet.
It's early. It's going to take some time. It'll build on. There's a chance we get a daytime Emmy. Here we go. Let's play the clip.
Just different climate in college football. I mean, nobody would argue the tradition of Georgia Tech football.
Well, you can't beat it.
Is phenomenal.
It's phenomenal.
It's just a different.
All right, on Georgia Tech football, is it a different, what he was searching for, climate, a different culture, or a different buzz?
Give me buzz, since he was reaching for the word.
Show me buzz! Wow!
Hey.
Look at our callers here. We have some smart listeners. Can I hear the whole clip now?
No, because I hit the wrong button.
I don't want to hear the whole clip anyway.
Yeah, he was actually wrong. You play the audio.
No.
I mean, nobody would argue the tradition of Georgia Tech football. It's just a different... climate.
Yeah!
Climate! Okay.
Christian. Can I make a suggestion here?
Sure.
If we're going to make fun of Steak's lack of focus,
we should get the game right.
Let's not cut off people who win, and let's make sure we hit the right button.
Oh, listen to Mr. Sorry. Perfect over here.
I'm just throwing it out there.
Chuck, we point out the faults of others, not our own. Here's Daniel with Chuck and Chernoff on 680 The Fan. Daniel, you ready for Steak's Family Feud?
Yes, I'm ready.
All right, let's listen to the clip.
Santana's three strikes.
What team do you watch as much as your own team just because you love rooting against? I'm going to watch just to hope they lose. Movie coming out, Southpaw, this week. Jake Gyllenhaal, you know.
All right, was he attempting to
Hold on, wait a minute. You edited that. He did not say you know after trying to guess at Gyllenhaal and all those, right?
He did.
All right.
I was listening. Right, was he? I heard that one.
Yeah, he's the one who told me about it. All right, was he attempting to say Gyllenhaal, Gil Tyree, or Gyllenthal?
Hey, yeah, good. Great job.
I don't think you play that now.
No, well, hold off on that.
You let him answer first.
All right, Daniel, what was Steak going for there?
Wow. Give me C.
Which was?
I can't even.
Are we having a Steak moment right now?
I guess so. I don't even know those names.
All right, let's play the clip.
Movie coming out, Southpaw, this week. Jake Gyllenhaal.
Oh, Jake Gyllenhaal. All right, Never Daniel. Heard of him.
Daniel, you're a winner. Hold on 1 second. We'll get some info from you. I think it was a successful run again.
Gyllenhaal.
He's close. Jake Gyllenhaal sounds close enough to the actor.
No, it's not.
It's close. It's close. Is it that far off? You know what he was trying to say.
In that it's one of the letters of the alphabet, yes.
What's his real name?
Hall.
Okay, so Thal and Hall are close. This is Steak. That was not bad. That's another successful run of Steak's Family Feud.